Beatrix Potter, The Tailor of Gloucester. My dear Frieda, because you are fond of fairy tales and have been ill, I have made you a story all for yourself, a new one that nobody has read before. And the queerest thing about it is that I heard it in Gloucestershire, and that it is true, at least about the tailor, the waistcoat, and the no more twist. Christmas 1901. In the time of swords and periwigs and full-skirted coats with flowered lappets, when gentlemen wore ruffles and gold-laced waistcoats of paduasoy and taffeta, there lived a tailor in Gloucester. He sat in the window of the little shop in Westgate Street, cross-legged on the table from morning till dark. All day long, while the light lasted, he sewed and snippeted it, piecing out his satin and pompadour and lutestrine. Stuffs had strange names and were very expensive in the days of the tailor of Gloucester. But although he sewed fine silk for his neighbors, he himself was very, very poor, a little old man in spectacles, with a pinched face, old crooked fingers, and a suit of threadbare clothes. He cut his coats without waist, according to his embroidered cloth. They were very small ends and snippets that lay about upon the table. Too narrow breadth for nought, except waistcoats for mice, said the tailor. One bitter cold day near Christmas time, the tailor began to make a coat of cherry-colored corded silk embroidered with pansies and roses, and a cream-colored satin waistcoat trimmed with gauze and green worsted chenille for the mayor of Gloucester. The tailor worked and worked, and he talked to himself. He measured the silk and turned it round and round and trimmed it into the shape with his shears. The table was all littered with cherry-colored snippets. No breadth at all, and cut on the cross, it is no breadth at all. Tippets for mice, and ribbons for mops, for mice, said the tailor of Gloucester. When the snowflakes came down against the small lidded window panes and shut off the light, the tailor had done his day's work. All the silk and satin lay cut out upon the table. There were 12 pieces for the coat and 4 pieces for the waistcoat, and there were pocket flaps and cuffs and ribbons all in order. For the lining of the coat there was fine yellow taffeta, and for the ribbon-holes of the waistcoat there was cherry-colored twist. And everything was ready to sew together in the morning, all measured and sufficient.